This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host, Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He's a senior fellow, keeps a Long Word Journal, where you can routinely see the reporting from David Daoud, our eyes on the IDF and its contests continuing. We begin with Gaza, and then we move to Lebanon. The major threat unsolved in the whole region is the scale of the Hezbollah from Lebanon and other regions. You will recall Hezbollah is a worthy combat unit. It was used heavily by the Assad regime in the Syrian civil war, and it remains unsolved. But we begin with headlines. David and Bill, we have remains of slain hostages named with photographs are returned to Israel, meaning there are 8 unaccounted for hostage corpses, we're told, remaining. David, a simple question, frequently asked. The arrangement at Sharm el-Sheikh said all of this would be solved in the first 48, 76 hours, something like that. It remains unsolved. Is there an explanation that the IDF offers because Hamas isn't talking?
Well, I don't think the IDF is commenting on Hamas's intentions. I think they're just everyone's trying to proceed along the path and get this process finalized. But as we've discussed on this show, I think Hamas is one trying to have a last hurrah here. I don't think they're ever going to let up an opportunity to manipulate, mess with, harm the Israeli national psyche, to play on the nerves of those who Israelis who are waiting for the bodies now, unfortunately, of their loved ones. I think there's an element of Hamas to its own people, to its own base. They have to claim victory. This is their way of claiming victory, of saying, look, we've had the upper hand to the last minute. The Jews can't get their dead bodies without us giving to them. And we're the ones setting the pace. And Donald Trump didn't get to dictate to us. And Netanyahu didn't get to dictate to us. We are the ones having the final say. And it's very petty and it's very childish. But, this is how these terrible organizations like to frame victory in this very petty, very dishonorable way. And I think finally, and what we've talked about, I think this is most important for Hamas. We saw this the other day. They are trying to entrench a post-war mentality on the Israeli side, in the Israeli side. They are trying to ensure that it becomes more difficult for Israel to resume full conflict if Hamas, as it is saying, it's becoming increasingly clear within weeks of the ceasefire, is not going to disarm. And it's harder to return to war if you're the Israelis or any other side, if it's been a month, 2 months where you've had quiet, I'm not going to call it peace in a broader sense, obviously, but you've had a resumption of normal life. You've had a resumption of normalcy. It's much harder to transition back to war, especially a war as grueling and as taxing and as demanding as the last war has been on Israel on a grand scale in terms of its international legitimacy and its international popularity, and on a micro scale where it's impacted the lives of soldiers and reservists and the average Israeli population, or the average Israeli citizen rather, and the population. It's much harder to transition back to war after you've relaxed, after you've let your guard down, after you've resumed normalcy throughout Israel and in the Gaza envelope border. And I think what Hamas wants is for the Israelis to resume normalcy so they can't, it becomes more difficult to resume war. We saw this, I think it was last week at a certain point where the Israelis intensified operations and Hamas said, well, we're not sending the bodies back. We're stopping with return and search and return efforts of the hostage bodies. So they're using this as leverage to ensure that Israel remains inactive militarily against Hamas, as Hamas inevitably will, as they are saying, proceeds with rearmament, or at least not disarmament. And as relevant stakeholders have said, I mean, we heard this from the King of Jordan recently, saying that no one is going to disarm Hamas. They're going to be peacekeeping forces, or they're going to be involved in peacekeeping efforts, not enforcement efforts, which, I don't know, to my mind, were called UNIFIL in Lebanon. whose mission never involved or included disarming Hezbollah. They were just there to keep the peace.
Bill, you have a question for David.
Yeah, David, within the last week, the Israelis and Hamas exchanged fire after Israeli soldiers were wounded. Who conducted the attack to wound the Israeli soldiers? And if this is not Hamas, can Hamas actually control this? Do they even want to control incidents like these? Does this help Hamas by Israel looking like the aggressor here?
Look, ceasefires, as we've talked in the past, they're not static. It's not like, you know, the ceasefire goes into effect and everything immediately ends, right? You have forces from both sides that are in close proximity to each other. You're going to have, you're going to have, I don't call them stray elements of Hamas, but, you know, elements of Hamas that take advantage of the situation and decide to act against Israeli forces and perhaps vice versa. When you have forces that have been fighting for so long and they're still in close proximity, you're going to have things like this. You could also have booby traps that have been left over from the war that are going to harm Israeli soldiers. You're going to have elements outside of Hamas that are going to take advantage of the situation, even though, you know, again, Hamas is the ultimate. The Israelis are in some way acknowledging that Hamas, but in doing so, is still the ultimate party responsible. How to prevent this? This is just going to take time before it stops. But again, this is not. We should not assume that if this halts, if, you know, we go months without an Israeli soldier being wounded or killed in the Gaza Strip, that the situation is over. This is a lull. This is always going to be a lull unless Hamas is forcibly disarmed and dismantled, which the war didn't succeed in doing that. No one seems to be ready to do that now in the post ceasefire period. So, you know, we can anticipate a lull, however long that will last. It could last years in between, you know, now and the next round of fighting.
What's the plan about the less than 50% that is controlled by Hamas and its kindred of Cain? Is there a plan to patrol that? Is there a plan for an outside force to attend to that part of the Gaza?
Well, the last I've checked is that Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff also, but definitely Jared Kushner, are trying to demean their efforts, but shopping essentially for countries willing to contribute forces to this international security force that's supposed to help in enforcing the ceasefire. Now, what that looks like, I don't know. The countries that have spoken up have said they're not going to be willing to involve in disarmament efforts. Are they even going to be on the Hamas side of the Gaza Strip, or are they going to remain on, you know, the side that is currently controlled by Israel, patrol that, monitor that, make sure that Hamas doesn't regenerate there and kind of create an almost to Gaza solution, that operates as a study in contrast, almost, where you have a side that gets built up that, hopefully normalcy resumes. Hopefully, you know, this part of Gaza can be put on a path to true normalcy and de-radicalization. And maybe in time that can serve as a contrast between, you know, two ways of going about life. One that, you know, is the Hamas path that will bring nothing but destruction and war and terminable war for, you know, the Palestinians in Gaza, versus a path that could lead to, you know, if not prosperity, at least a normal life for Palestinians in Gaza alongside Israel, where they, you know, their territory does not pose a threat to the state of Israel, and the state of Israel in turn does not pose a threat to them because there will be no chance of war. I think it's still very, you know, there's all these objectives, but they're still in a very fuzzy stage. I don't think there's anything concrete about what to do with either side of Gaza at this point.
David Daoud of the Foundation for Defensive Democracies. Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.